Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. O rulers of Muslim countries, are you not ashamed? Do you not fear humiliation in this world, in torment, in the hereafter? Do you not understand? You hear and see the crimes of the Jews. They destroy homes over the heads of their inhabitants, and they pursue the resistance fighters and kill them, underground and overground. Their crimes began in the Gaza Strip, and then extended to all of Palestine. And they are still going on. They killed thousands and wounded tens of thousands. Then they added Dahiyah to their crimes until they reached the head of the resistance in the Dahiyah during his meeting with other leaders. Then their crimes extended to wide areas of Lebanon. While the crimes of the Jews against the people of Hashem are also increasing, despite all this and that, you do not mobilize an army, neither from near nor from far, while no pain or harm from you touches the Jews. Instead, the best example among you is the one who counts the martyrs and calls them dead so as not to hurt the feelings of the Jews. May Allah condemn them. How can they be deluded from the truth? What emboldened the Jews to do what they did is the absence of a deterrent from the neighboring countries. Not even one country stood up to them. In fact, Iran, which established its Hizb in Lebanon, abandoned it when the attack on Dahiyah flared up. It did not send its planes, drones, or missiles to defend it and save Dahiyah from destruction. As for the other nearby countries surrounding Palestine and those not surrounding it, such as Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Iraq, Syria, Turkey, and so on, it is as if the matter does not concern them. They monitor their army from left and right for fear of mobilization. In fact, if people move in a march or demonstration and speech demanding that the armies mobilize comes out from them, the rulers consider that a transgression and arrest them. As for the countries not nearby, they are in elation because they are not nearby. أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ Evil indeed is their judgment. Surah An-Nahl 59. O Muslims, the Jews are not people of fighting. Al-Qawi Al-Aziz says, لَنْ يَضُرُّوكُمْ إِلَّا أَذَى وَإِن يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ يُوَلُّوكُمُ الْأَدْبَارَ ثُمَّ لَا يُنصَرُونَ They can never inflict harm on you, except a little annoyance. But if they meet you in battle, they will flee and they will have no helpers. Ali Imran 111. They will not be able to stand except with a rope from Allah and a rope from the people. ضربت عليهم الذلة أينما ثقفوا إلا بحبل من الله وحبل من الناس. They will be stricken with disgrace wherever they go unless they are protected by a covenant with Allah or a treaty with the people. Ali Imran 112. Their rope with Allah has been severed since their disobedience of their prophets, alayhim salam, and all that remains for them is the rope of the people. Britain and its agents were their rope when the Jewish entity was established. Now America and its agents from the rulers in the Muslim countries are their new rope. The agent rulers are the most influential part in preventing the armies from fighting the Jews. In implementation of the orders of the Kafir colonialists, and in keeping this rope extended to support the Jews and preserve their entity. This rope will not be severed except by fighting, led by a truthful and sincere leader who scatters them from behind them and fulfills the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muslim narrated in his Sahih on the authority of Nafi', on the authority of Ibn Umar, on the authority of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, لَتُقَاتِلَنَّ الْيَهُودِ فَلَتَقْتُلَنَّهُمْ You will fight the Jews, and you will kill them. O soldiers in the Muslim lands, is there not among you a wise man who leads the soldiers, especially from the land of Egypt, Kinana, Asham, and the land of Al-Fatih, so that the rest of the armies will follow him, chanting Allahu Akbar, such that the Ummah will follow the Takbir behind them, with the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ We certainly help our messengers and the believers, both in this worldly life and on the day the witnesses will stand forth for testimony. Ghafir 51. Enough is enough, O armies. There is no excuse left for the apologetic, nor any argument for the protester. It is not enough for you to clench your teeth in anger at your enemies without doing anything. Instead, follow the saying of Allah, Al-Aziz Al-Hakim, قَاتِلُوهُمْ يُعَذِّبُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِأَيْدِيكُمْ وَيُخْزِهِمْ وَيَنْصُرُكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَيَشْفِي صُدُورَ قَوْمٍ مُؤْمِنِينَ. So fight them, and Allah will punish them at your hands. Put them to shame, help you overcome them, and soothe the hearts of the believers. At-Tawbah 14. So rise, O soldiers, to support your brothers and sisters. Support Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will support you. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu in tansurullaha yansurukum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum walladhina kafaru fata'asan lahum wa adalla a'malahum dhalika bi annahum karihu ma anzalallahu fa ahbata a'malahum. O believers, if you stand up for Allah, He will help you and make your steps firm. As for the disbelievers, may they be doomed and may He render their deeds void. This is because they detest what Allah has revealed, so He has rendered their deeds void. Muhammad 7-9. Hizb al-Tahrir.